right, let's go back and look again at Senator Clinton's economic plan that she announced today. We're joined now by Edward Luce. He's Washington Bureau Chief for the Financial Times. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's a four-point plan. And what are those 4 points?
The 4 points, in essence, are expanding the federal guarantee system to restructure the failing subprime mortgages, which builds on Senator Dodd and Representative Barney Frank's existing legislative proposals. The only new thing about these 4 points she's put forward is that she's recommending the creation of a high-level emergency working group to be set up by President Bush on foreclosures and to investigate how to achieve broad restructuring of at-risk mortgages. What's interesting about this is the names she's proposed to head this group, which include Alan Greenspan and Bob Rubin, both of whom are considered to be quite controversial names for this particular crisis, in particular Mr. Greenspan, since many economists see his fingerprints all over the housing bubble. And one economist, perhaps rather mischievously, said to me that it was like asking Eliot Spitzer to head an abstinence program. It's an interesting proposal, but there's one or two bits that I think economists would consider to be a little bit controversial.
Mm-hmm. And we just heard from Ron Elving that that was sort of a more of a political point that she's making by naming these high-level men, or suggesting that these high-level men head this working group. But in terms of what it could do substantively to halt this crisis, was there anything that leapt out at you in this plan that could actually do something quickly to avert a deepening crisis?
Yes, I think, you know, by expanding via the Federal Housing Administration, the ability of Washington to buy up bad mortgages and then auction them off, guarantee them and auction them off to the private sector, it would potentially stem the rate at which home foreclosures are taking place. There are roughly 8 or 9 million homes now with negative equity, where the debt is greater than the value of the home, and by restructuring those mortgages rapidly, you could stem the rate at which you could stem the number of those homes that are going to go under. I think the sort of basic point of her proposal is to address the victims of this crisis in tandem with the existing measures that the administration has taken and the Federal Reserve has taken to try and prevent it turning into a recession. Is also to look at the Main Street end of this, in addition to the Wall Street end. And these, insofar as they go, are practical proposals from Senator Clinton.
What about the attention that she's trying to pay state and local communities? How would that be viewed by Wall Street? How would it be viewed by economic leaders? The idea of actually having a pool of money available to localities to address this problem by, for example, buying up foreclosed homes.
Well, she's proposed $30 billion, which, of course, is the same amount of money that was extended to guarantee Bear Stearns bad debts last week by the Federal Reserve. It would be it would go to the states and localities that would have the highest rates of potential home foreclosure, and would have the best knowledge of how quickly to disperse that money and which pockets of which housing communities most needed addressing.
Is it enough, do you think?
$30 billion isn't very much, no. It's really a drop in the bucket, but it's I guess a drop more in the bucket than the administration currently is proposing.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Edward Luce. He's Washington Bureau Chief for the Financial Times.